wenn es ein gewaltiges Jahr im Kreis ist, aber der Wüste sagt, dass der Herr wird zut und der Herr zut. Somebody has to go out to the Kovne, wo der Mensch ist, ist zu put on this, whatever this is, I don't remember it, I had it. Yes, yes. The altar used to sell a bocha, take a hair for it, yes. People used to look at him like a poor boy. They used to call the yeshiva like Orem Bocha, means poor bocha, poor boy. It's the boy they want to be as the people for respect to see that he's not.
But that was more Rabbi Yisrael
Salanter,
more than Slabodka.
Slabodka had the Talmidim for Rabbi Yisrael. Uh-huh. The altar was once he met Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael was going from Vilna in Kovne. From Kovne in Vilna. The altar bought a ticket. He didn't have to go to Vilna. I bought the ticket, it should be close to Rabbi Yisrael for the few hours to go with him together.
So this was the shita basically of the yeshiva of more modern dress or
yes.
because of the
Haromos Keren HaTorah.
So that gets into another area which we want to discuss with Rabbi Yisrael about the difference between today and then. Our Kabbalah from our Rishiva is to adhere strictly to, as much as possible, to the Shita Slabodka.
Very good, yes.
And therefore we are a little not taken aback, but we wonder, many of the yeshivas in Pint is from Talmidim and Altar, very big Talmidim and Altar, and there seems to be a little difference now.
Now it's different, because now is the loop from the world of the Vnitiri changed a lot. Not the same like used to be in the older times.
What way do you see that? What does the yeshiva see that is different? And
I will tell you differently. The yeshiva bochur was very poor. The yeshivas were very poor. And the bochur used to sleep in the shul in the yeshiva. In the older times, a lot of yeshiva bochur used to eat dead, you know what answer is. A Choshev Balabos would never consider to have a son-in-law yeshiva man. They want to make higher the elevate the Ashkof and the Balabas. We should more respect the Nekiri, should get more respect, more understanding. So now we don't need it.
Because now
they cook matter. They don't cook matter. More respect for of Yeshiva Bochum like in the older times.
So in Yeshiva Bochum nowadays, we notice that there's a very frum address among Yeshiva Bochum, and now there's also there's a lot of bittul and intolerance of
bittul is not it's against Slabodka.
No,
Slabodka wasn't bittul.
Does the Yeshiva feel that? We find also in the Torah belt now there's a lot of chumras and things like that.
No, not Slabodka.
Not Slabodka. Does the Rishiva approve of that nowadays in the Yeshiva belt? Is there a difference now? Is it different now than it was in Europe?
They're moving away from
Should there be more chumras?
What do you mean? What do you
is there a change from the Slabodka Dera?
Is there a reason why it changed, or is it just...
No, it's because they don't know. They're out of... used to look different on this. Too many humorous. I will tell you, I'm Muslim. Many years ago, I was even invited to Elizabeth. Rabbi Teich, father-in-law was, forgot the name, and for Shabbos. I was at the convention, I have to go to Chimakaganza. Before Shabbos, the rabbi of the Jews called me, told me he wants to talk with me sometime. What do you want? He said he has two or three daughters. In the chinuch, what he gives them, through singing smiths, they are singing smiths. The Mishanki wasn't. He feels that with Shabbos they sing the meal together, it makes an impression on the children. And Rabbi Robert, you know Rabbi Robert, was born Shabbos there, the same place. And soon his daughter started to sing smiles, Rabbi Robert and Nabi. And the daughter was super over. All Shabbos was destroyed, the Shabbos in one part, so broken. I was even unplugging, you were in the mid-nation. Rüdiger really nach dem Gase ist in Toilette. And he asked me what I will do. I told him, no. I don't have to go to Mubi, to destroy the Shabbos and the people. I don't have here. I don't know what I do. I don't know what I do. My father is in the moon's on the leaf. Just leave it. Das ist was Gott. I mean, I think he had to mechashe, to be mechashe, to is rechanen, as is the meine Frumkeit, they need to clear to light in the ball of the men. You understand? You understand what I'm talking? Oh, das ist was Gott. And another thing, if a Bocher was staying, in a place, they were rocks, and he put a nail like that, and then the water destroyed the rocks. And the altar used to kill the Bocher, not right. He don't have to be from other men who suffered, and I can't have your from them. Because in Slavotka, the mountains are made of summit and the chesmi. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Was the objection, so the objection was not, we thought that, under the impression that the reason why the altar was against Milsa the Chasidusa was maybe because of a Mosadik reason of Gaiva. If a person, let's say, is not on the Madrega, to on a certain Madrega, so to do these certain things, you feel, I'm a Frumel Yid, I'm so great, and then you be over in Isidoraisa of Gaiva.
Yeah, you're right.
Is that correct, or was it
correct.
More of a Ben Omla Chavero?
That's correct. Yes. Yes. Yanoges, Azel, Hanoges, Imorezov, as in one said, one of the Amaruim said, I am not like Eshik to Vainak against my father. My father, in the same day, so he eat meat, he doesn't eat milk. And he said, I'm only waiting 6 hours. Why he didn't do the same? He also was able to do the same. Teretz is you have to stay in the same adrege to be mamfim humres.
What would be wrong? What's wrong with the humres? What would be wrong if he didn't eat the same day, his son?
Why didn't he do it?
Yeah.
Because he said, Achumre Rapid Namens was a help. His father was in the Madrege to not eat meat and milk in the same day. He's not in the same Madrege. Everybody has to know. He has to live according to his Madrege.
Does the Yeshiva think that in America, the Yeshiva Shevel in America, follows this Dera, or do you feel it?
No. The American Yeshiva don't understand.
Is this good or not good?
Not.
So what should be done to...
It's not so bad to go to look. She don't need to get it out. What am I saying? Those are done, but she's a...
Is it a different hashgafa that it was a machloikis in Europe that carried over to America, or something
not the masculine, not the ladies, not all of the yeshivas in the studio. The Alter was a great boy. When he was a mashpia, he was able to be mashpia of the maid. But not everybody is able this to do, to such an ogre, maldness and all.
But if we have a Kabbalah, let's say that we should be careful with these things, it's not really, is it really that we have to be a gon or a tzaddik? I mean, we have a Kabbalah, let's say, to be careful. So why can't people be minding themselves, you know, not to jump into a chumrah, you know, to see a chumrah, you know, I'll do it. I mean,
no,
why can't they just, isn't it possible for a person just to...
It's possible, is it, but the altar didn't agree with this.
And he wouldn't approve of it in America either.
No.
He wouldn't think that America's different, there should be more chumras in America, there's no such thing of that.
Maybe, because America, what do you mean America different? America need more chumras.
Yeah, is there such a sfarah?
It's possible.
What would be?
It's possible.
Does the Rishiva himself agree with that?
In parts, I agree. Not in everything, but in some parts, I agree.
What parts? What parts?
I'm not able to say that. There are some parts, I don't know exactly, but I don't agree at entirely in this. But I feel as in America, maybe you have to be more machmir. And I can't because everyone is coming from a who is not like Europe. For them it's possible, but in Sabot you used to come Bochum from places where they didn't know anything. Then the Alter was not interested too much to learn with them, to be manning them according to heaven, and Israel, also not different, not the same. It's a difference. I mean, the Alter was Shiva, everyone single out, everyone. Not all of, not the same with everybody. As for everybody according to on his abilities, on his scope, it was the Shiva was filled, not everybody the same. This handled like this, and the other one. Everybody knows Hakodik, knows his Kishreines, knows his Ashkofes, knows about his understanding. Everybody was different.
As Rashid is saying that since the Hashkofa was better in Europe, or the houses that the boys came from was stronger,
yes.
That they didn't need a Chumrah.
You're
when
right.
The Das is stronger,
yes,
you
yes.
Don't need a Chumrah.
Yes,
Can we build B'nai Das in America that wouldn't...
Yeah, it will take a lot of time. But America has also a lot of material, yeah? But it will take a lot of time to be the same like Europe. I don't say Europe was entirely better. In some things, the Americans are better.
Rashiva, though, would agree with the general hashkafa that a person should be shokel very carefully before he jumps into a chumrah.
Yes.
Rashiva.
Yes.
So, and Rashiva also mentioned the idea that he would agree with the idea that maybe there are too many chumrahs and that many people.
The chumrahs have to be according to every person who is more lam, more yerushalayim, is allowed to have some chumrahs, but also not, but. But not everybody is allowed to make some chumras.
Did Rav Aaron have a different shita that we see in most of the...
Rabban was Slabodka.
The shita that...
But Rabban was a Slabodka, and then during the war it was with Navaredok, I don't know exactly. We are causes with Rabban.
Did he follow that in America? It seems that... the many yeshivas in America come from Lakewood, makes many branches. Lakewood itself is a big yeshiva. Does the yeshiva look at them as products of Slabodka, as Rav Aaron Slabodka?
No. Rabban, I don't know what Rabban was in the later years, he was another Yeshivas troop in the Navarro special, but he was a Chosid of the Malkin Talmud movie, but he was trained a little another Yeshivas troop in Navarro special, the Ruach of Navarro, the Ruach of Chofetz Chaim.
So that was like a frummer
another Venichel. I would not say is an organ entirely was Slavotka, an organ, no.
And the yeshivas of the Lakewood Yeshiva today, that was Ravar and Shitas?
No, Lakewood Yeshiva today, no. Not, no, not Ravar. A little area there, but it started, but it's not Slavotka.
No, I mean, it wasn't his sheet either. I mean, because it's a very strong anti-college and the address.
Slavotka wasn't on the college. No. I know a rabbi here in America, now he's in Israel. He told me when he was in Slavotka, was a boy of 21, he called him and he said, "You should learn English. Because I know you will have to say to be a Mishulach or a Slav, or in England or in America, you should learn English now." This is what Ralter told somebody. Ralter was thinking about everybody according to his abilities.
And Ravaran himself held that way also?
No. I think Ravaran, I talked to Ravaran several times, and then I the Shalizikum became a lot of humorous here. He followed it. He didn't want to be against it. But I know whom Rabban sent to college. My work with Maskim Tenta told me. No, Rabban wasn't against college. The latest years, he became a more canoe. I don't. Because the Bochram became, she's a young man, will be extreme, more extremist.
So he was neicha to let them go their way. But
all right, but he was not.
He wasn't pushing it.
No.
So the Rav Shimon would feel that really the dress, it would be better really not to dress so from it would be better to dress normal.
Who? What do you mean?
Shiva like.
Shiva. From the B'nai Torah, there's no Indian of the today you have the payers and the beards and the...
No, the Ralter would not agree with this. The Ralter Volti Shivalite should be the same like in Hetzenius, should be the same like everybody, but from Kadopi in the Pnimis, online from the material of Hetzenius, never agree about a lot of Hetzenius. He used to tell Bokharim, take a sheikh. Not Cholila with Ariza.
What would they use? A clip they used or a powder?
A powder used to use more.
This is also, isn't this also a result of the muster in the yeshiva that maybe, you know, a person should be more ma'ura than a bria? It's like the Rishi was saying before.
It should not be a Chilul Hashem, but with that a yeshiva difference and Unorim, no.
So is the Rashiva, what would the Rashiva think about the relevance of Musar? Like, it seems like that's a very important part. In other words, that the Shitas HaMusar that was in Slavaka, how relevant and how important is it today? Would it make a difference, like, as far as people's Hashkafa and people's Frumkai?
I don't believe it. This is the Slavotka Hashkafa in Gansen would be suited to American guns and to Americana boys.
Why? Could she explain that? What Hashkafa is that where?
I tell you, because the European boy was born in a Fruma Huiz and an Hashkafa from Teire from Nish. And the Americana was born in football, I think. It can, it's hard to put a. He should be the same like the European. In many things, I think Americana is better than more honest. and one practical, and yes, in a lot of things, I think Americans are better.
And to make up for this bizarre that they were born in the
Gashmi. You're right, it's Canada.
So therefore,
it could be,
what,
yes.
What do we do?
American boys, I was in Israel. Told me once they him there. Why they are let the boys come to Israel? He told me the Mufarish. He told me what the Hasrinis from that throw lemons there and the Malisnik.
What do Americans need more? What should Americans get? Or should say Americans are different, not shouldn't be the same exactly like Slovakia. What replaces, what should be done for them?
Even the Slobodka City. In America, was Davmir Mach anders.
Yeah.
Mean, the point was mountain, the outer again in America. Instead of what they had handled, it was, would handle different.
What would he do different?
You have to see what they would do different. But I'm sure about what I imagine. If to say to a boy in the yeshiva, go to learn English. Not here in Europe, but in Israel, where the Bochum was in Israel, the altar was in Israel. He told me we should learn English. Right? Well, no, Rosh Hashanah would say it.
Yeah, but would the altar say it?
Altar.
He was say it in America.
He was very interested in the Yeller Bochum, besonders how his future will be. He understood that this boy, his future will be, they will be, I'm sure, in America.
What would the Alta do in America? What would she think?
I think they would do, the same, nor what we sugar past, I think, to America then, I suppose.
We should maybe give a marshal, so we can understand.
Maybe it would be more mathematical.
Yeah.
And this was able to make there, here it would be more mathematical. I think, I don't know exactly, but I think.
As far as Malbush is concerned, maybe? Huh? As far as Lavush is concerned, as far as clothing, or?
Lavush Avada, what the
Chomras, or?
No. Lavush, what the Gewiss gehalten, as America, the Bochrem, long genommen, because they are fine. Very nice.
They should hold that they should go more from in America?
In some part, yes, in some part, no.
How about the emphasis on Musar? Do you think that the altar would, the Shitas on Musar and the emphasis on Musar and with Gagos on them?
This year?
And
this Shita was, but in the. He was different. He never talked, very seldom asked the Bochrem, you should be careful, one Machmer, Frimer. He was elevated. The Bochrem should be a whole have the higher Ashkofe. The male what is it coming? That space. Well, the city is Ufim Bambocha to lay Ufim them, but they Sufim, you know what?
To save them.
Maybe him higher.
Yeah.
He should Ashkofi, Ashkofi, Aftere should be a higher Ashkofi, Ashkofi, Afachet should be more difference. Those were the cities. But not to parade, protein, you should be done good, you should do it. But at the Altnas, if a Bocha becomes in more understanding in mitzvahs, in fact, from the soul of our head, at the male commanders. That's when I said.
I have high school boys.
Yes.
So, is there any, they don't learn, they're not going to learn for 24 hours a day.
I understand, yes.
Is there a value, is it positive to tell a bacher, why don't you go to a museum, make yourself more bright, see something bigger? Go listen to a concert, music. Is there
the altar would never tell it to Bahrain.
No.
This is all right, It's not everybody the same. Some Bochum, I know we have a Bocher here in Yeshiva. A Fumer there. But the other one was here. He used to tell him he should read a paper every day. No, he didn't need his role.
So he should become less far from?
Less far
from.
So I'm a Nile and Yeshiva. Very good.
Is there an Indian like that? In other words, is there an Indian for somebody to...
Not everybody the same. If you see somebody was needed,
he did it.
It's all right.
Uh-huh.
But the altar never considered all the Bochum, everybody the same. Everybody was single out different.
But should I, if there's a Bocher that's a Baal Kishra in learning,
yes.
But he also wants other things. He wants to, should we discourage it? Should we say Dafka learning to him?
A little discourage.
A little bit.
A little bit.
But
not
but
everything.
Not everything.
Everything is not good, but a little bit discourage.
What about the Limud HaMusar itself, opening up a Musar Sefer every day? Seems to be that Heinz that Shivas don't emphasize it too much. Of course, there's a Seder, but the emphasis on learning, you know, that maybe that a person.
If the Bocher understand what Musar is, some can have Musar Sefer and don't understand what it means. But it's all right, a Bocher have to learn Musar in the Shivas.
How in the Yeshiva Shevelt now you find a lot of against Eretz Israel, against Zionism. Was it like that in Slobodka also?
Slobodka was also against, yes. And the Alta was against Zionism. Because he's a Kursus and not from the Alta Gragnish of Tzadik. No, Slobodka was, in Bochum was much higher of this, no. No one was a Zionist or a Hasid, no. Everybody enough.
Would he have Shaykhs to the state? Would he have, you have some circles in Eretz Israel don't want to have anything to do with the state, Lamashal the Briskers or something. Would he be that extreme or would he be less?
No. No, that extreme, but not that. No. I will tell you something. I was sitting in a mountain and came a young man, used to be a Talmud in Yeshiva many years before. And the altar asked him, how you're on Hoge, how do you feel from Russia? He came from Russia. He said he's helping him to get matzah for Pesach. And then the altar asked him, how are you keeping Shabbos? He said, no. I told him, no, but Christ will not be Pharisee. I was astonished. How can somebody tell them it's not like Hashem and Shabbos, and keep Shabbos? I saw the altar just turn away from him. I tell the altar to my habit, and to Bagdad, he was malaving him. And then I asked the altar, why he said, what do you mean? This man is getting massacred. If I will but be marachik him, he will not do anything. He'll do his carvings, maybe he will be sometimes became Hashem and Shabbos too. But I didn't understand in the beginning. I'm Hal Shabbos, and talks to him and very friendly. And
but the Rashiva holds that the nana that in America should we make. Is it necessary to make more of a split between the from and the non-from?
What is it?
Today, in America, in order for a tzivuk for the from people, is it important to make this split? To make a charchoka from the non-from? Or should we try and be, there's a danger in trying to be makarev, is that...
You're right. It's a danger to... Which is not everywhere the same. In some places, Ibis can, the Archoke can help, it's better to have to use the Archoke. But if the Archoke can destroy, can make it worse, it's not the right.
I just want to clarify. The Yeshiva said that in America today, maybe the altar would say to do it more chumras. That would be in things like Yeshiva.
I would not say chumras. But it would be married with Dagdik, man. The Yukim, he was a Medagdik also there. He meets us all the Medagdik.
I mean, not at the expense of a Beinod and Machavero.
Non Machavero, yeah, he's there.
So, I mean, you wouldn't say to do a Chum.
You learn to be Medagdik, to be Machmir, when you learn to the same. The same, not to be in some places. You learn everything in. He saw in everything the Milan is a soul. When you learn the Bochum, what is a Milan, I will tell you something. What happened when I learned was a very danger, a very bad time was it during the wars, the war in Russia and something. We for 2 years, he was suffering mama's hunger. I had the only bread. And I had $2. When I went and I bought a big telescope. For me, I thought. I went after him, the altar met me street from where I was coming. I told them I bought a telescope. I sold the telescope in hunger time. It cost $2. I was expected. The altar to say to me, very nice, very good, very good. I said, no, what are you doing? You can make citizen in their shirt, what do you spend? You give the money, it's better to give it for somebody needed to meet it. It's a hunger time. If you imagine you learn with me, that I in everything you show the weaker part. You understand that? Toshikivan is a noble, but to learn everything you do,
it seems though that type of hashara, that das, that seichel, that is missing.
He was a great goyim, before he was able to be a hashara. Just imagine, I bought the telescope, and he said to me, I expected it, very nice. He said, what are you doing with this?
Was the Rashiva feel though if a person worked more in Musar, in Limura Musar, in Spilo, whatever, he would be more sensitive and that would be a tremendous toils for the Bell? If they worked more?
Possible, if he works more in Musar, a lot is better in a former age. I saw a prime major in the Jindikin. I was with him a few, five, few, six in a summer class. I saw him once in under a tree involved, Bendik Musar with his pilot.
He was not a Talmud from the Baal Musar.
He was a Iniko from himself a long time.
His
wife was an Iniko. He was very close to Musar.
Does Rashi feel that there should be more of an emphasis on Limud HaMusar today in the yeshivas? That in our kabbal from our yeshiva is to try to learn every day.
He's right.
Rousseau says, the only way to make an effect is
right.
If it's tadir, if it's a kviyas.
Yes.
So Rashi feel that many of the problems we have today in America would be lessened a great deal if there was more of an emphasis. If people maybe worked a little more in Musar.
Yes, I would be very good. I would emphasize. To learn in every yeshiva, you should learn it. An hour, a 1 hour, or half an hour, kviyas every day to learn Musar.
If the yeshiva had the ability to make a tikkun in America, what would the yeshiva see as the problem in America that needs the most tikkun and the eights of it?
The problem in America always is to make more chinuch, more day schools. On day schools with good rabbeim, with the teachers. And those are the main problem with America needs. Chinuch. The wichtigste Sache, the more important thing is chinuch in America.
On what level? On a younger level or on a...
Every, it stopped in a younger level, yes.
I want to ask the Rishiva, I have a problem again in my Talmidim. Mm-hmm. Their Talmidim, they come from homes.
Yes.
Nisht from Yeshivish homes.
Understand.
Yes. Yeah. They are afraid to become B'nai Torah.
Why?
Why? They're afraid because they see many B'nai Torah, Kanoistic, Fruma. They're afraid of that. It looks to them too far from the Welt.
Mm-hmm.
I tell them that just because Yenai Ben Torah looks very frum doesn't mean you have to be like look like that.
Right. Yes.
But what should I do? This is a problem because the B'nai Torah in America, they look very Kanoistic. And
it's not right. They don't understand. They have to understand. It is not everywhere the same. So I'm from some Talmidim, but you have to see the altar used to be post Bochum in the yeshiva. Used to always string to them, very string, and very low. And very Bochum used to be so close, to, used to kiss them, used to. Yeah, and according to it, he handled everybody according to his abilities.
It didn't make, there was not jealousy among the Bachar?
Okay, yes. Yes. But the Bachar, she was admiring him very, mountain very much. The respect is marvelous. It's, what he did with no question. If he said so, he's. Okay.
Did they? Was he like a Hasidish Rebbe?
No,
no. No. They, were they able to say? Was, how was he different than a Hasidish Rebbe? Which
actually, Teirudik in Gans and Reipot Masim. He was against Hasidish B'Tachlis.
Yeah.
He don't want the Bochum should keep him as Rebbe.
If someone wouldn't understand what he would say, so he would have felt he should do differently. If the Bochum didn't agree, could not understand what something the Alter gave him advice.
Yeah, no, the Bochum didn't agree. He put the blames on himself.
But the Bochum's Hanhaga, he should be supposed to follow his own Seichel, or he needs.
No, if it didn't, nobody, I don't know, it was a Bochum who didn't agree with him. Only because the was in don't understand.
So he was different than the Rebbe. In
no,
which way?
He didn't want to. If we should call him Rebbe, he was to say, what Rebbe was it?
Because on
no,
one hand, you say they all listened exactly what he wanted.
Yes.
So how is he different than a Rebbe?
No, but till then, you are able to see Chesedus in him
too.
Oh,
that's, they would be able to say that.
No, yes. Can come to him and say, I don't understand what you're saying. And I don't agree. Tell me.
Yeah.
He listens to him and he talks to him. But no.
In other words, he wasn't a rabbi because they could say, I don't understand,
yeah,
I don't
understand. Understand, yes. He learned to say.
Uh-huh.
He learned the Bochum, they should not, everything should be in miskumikubal by them.
Was Harbatzis HaTorah, was that one of the shitas of Slabodka itself, or was that just the...
Yes, HaKeredike, the Chiyuv, Slabodka Shita, yes. Almost all of us should know, all the Rosh Hashivas from the last generation is all Slabodka. Maybe take a look. All the Yeshivas is all Rosh Hashivas from Slabodka. Your Yeshiva, Reb Dovid, Mirror Yeshiva, the Rosh Hashiva Slavoria, the Mouth is Hazan Gilead. Hevren Yeshiva, everybody, all Yeshivas, is all from Tommy of Slavoria. My brother, what to ask me, ask. I will answer it. If I don't know.
Huttner, when we spoke to Rav Huttner, Zichrono Berachah.
Yes.
So, he was talking about, he had a sheet about dress, I don't know, I don't think that part was from Slabodka, that was the Egan.
No, he wanted to be a Rebbe, yes, Rav Huttner wanted to be a Rebbe.
Yeah. But I want to ask something else. We were talking to him, and he wanted to, he gave a marshal from the United Nations.
Yes.
So he looked at one of the Bachrim and said, "Were you ever in the United Nations?"
Yes.
So the Bachrim said, "No."
Mm-hmm.
So Raputna said, "An Avla, an intelligent mensch, wouldn't be in, never visited the United Nations."
Yes.
Would that be a Slabodka kind of statement?
Yes.
In other words, there is an Indian to...
Yes.
To see what's going on in the veld.
I remember once I heard a Bocher said, "Oh, what is Einstein? Nothing." Rauterke. Told him, "You are a shaker, you are." Why not? I said, "It's a big man."
So that's again the Havchone. He could see, even though Einstein was not a Shomer
Mitzvah,
but he
I was speaking to my Rashiva recently, and he said he heard from an Adam Golub a few years ago that he was speaking to him, and he said that the other Adam Golub said that a yeshiva cannot hold a boy with most of these days, that's not what you need is machshava and philosophy and hashkafa. And Rashiva happened to comment to me, my Rashiva happened to mention to me that there's a little taken aback by that, by the fact that this goal was not, felt that the relevance, that Musiru is not so integral and so important, and that a person doesn't have to...
Who said it?
The other
Rashiva. Rupanatha was very surprised. He, as I said before, he's instilled with us, an emphasis that we have to learn Musar every day.
Sure, you have it.
So does Rashiva agree with the idea that the Musar has to be emphasized maybe a little more, and some of the problems I was alluding to before that we have today, maybe would be if we stuck more to the Slabaka Shita of Limala Musar and the emphasis on Musar, that...
Sure, you have to learn Musar.
But the question is how important, which is more important, Musar or Machshava?
Musar is Machshava. Musar on Machshava is gone.
Yeah, when Musar they say Machshava, they mean Svarim like the Maral.
Very good.
That would
call
that
Musar. This is the Musar. Yes, Machshove on Ashkofel or some Musar. Nefshachayim on the
Musar. How about something like Sefer HaKuzori or something like that?
Also good.
Also good.
Also good, yes.
What about other philosophies?
What do you mean?
Like Mar Nebuchim or something like that.
We have to understand it. Mar Nebuchim also very good. But some Sforim, Rak Del Abag is not so good.
But as far as Tikkun Amidos is concerned, like we've come to hear that the Misil Sasharim and Chavos Halbavos.
Tikkun Amidos are about Midas. The Rauter didn't talk very seldom. Rauter didn't believe that Mikem is talking about Midas. The Misrol used to say, she's right to learn and Ganshas. Well, he's Jasar Gringer, which Vatel Machem Midas.
So what is the
Eitzah? The Eitzah was the outer Yautin is if Ramdachim Albekt Chlipe Eitzah but Eitzah aber my Oysra is Namidic Kemenit.
So
he doesn't believe that somebody came Sak. He can't the Chom is me learn Musar and Sak came the Chop Alton aber in ganzen Oysra is Namidic Kemenit.
So assuming someone finds himself in Midirah,
me
assuming someone
has a midah, have to work on it with Tirushamayim, Obsalten, but they don't believe that it's possible to be Eker and Thailand.
Obsalten, Kibush,
Nishikush. Kibush, which is a midah,
so the main thing would be to work on Yerushamayim.
With Tirushamayim, Obsalten, but Usra is a midah in Gansum Kemenit.
Chinucham, the Arashiva, Rav Hanach, talks about Chachmas HaMusar, Limud HaMusar Bispailus, and Chinuch HaMusar. Three parts, he said from Rav David, he told him about three parts. Chinuch HaMusar, Limud HaMusar Bispailus, and the Chachmas HaMusar, the Shmuzim and the Tetra.
Yeah.
Chinuch HaMusar, was that stressed in Slabodka?
Very little.
Little. And Limud
HaMusar Bispailus, yes.
And the Taurus HaMusar Vada?
Yeah. Aber nicht... never can be Ikara Midesna.
Was this a machlokes between the outer and other Shittas and Musar? Was there a disagreement?
Yeah, the outer from Kelim. The Kelim and Talmidim look different, but not the last time. Last year, the outer. But he never talked about the Ikara Midesna. No, that's not true. We are not able to do it.
And it's safer like the Cheshbon HaNefesh who has a
ganz gut, Rebbe Solantra Gjaltner from the Kellner Gjaltner, yeah. Mich et eis of air, der Alter hat nicht...
The Alter would not...
Der Alter Gjaltner, if somebody is big, is a Schkof, is a Eiche, me mele, helft us auf Midis, und so ist so. Aber direkt zu gehen, so muss es dann Gjaltner.
I mean, not just that it's not necessary, but it won't work either.
Well, yeah, it won't work.
Mm-hmm. Let me say that Rabbi Isaac Scher published Sefer Chochmas Cheshbon HaNefesh, which is Chinuch HaMusar.
My ultimate people are here. Yeah. Rabbi Isaac Scher is not an altar.
Okay, as a Talmud, you then?
A Talmud is a Talmud, yeah. You should know it. Every Talmud is different. Every time I took from the mountain according to his abilities.
So the Rishiva doesn't believe that there was a strict line or a certain shita?
For everybody the same.
Is there a side, or what I mean, is there a side of shava that a person could say?
In the Ikrim, yes. But in the under Zahanik.
So what would the Rishiva describe as that side of shava that makes a person a Slavotka or Talmud?
Slavotka or Talmud is not told the same. Everybody is kriegt mir so von meinen von dem Zweiten. Sabotka Tal, Talmidim sein dieselbe.
Aber Tzada Shabbat.
Der Autor, he gave you everybody according to his abilities.
He's
understanding.
One of the things that Rav Putner also mentioned to us was a Hashkaf, he said in Talvoko that you are a Godo and you pass again. And that sort of that the Dafka, not to tell a person what to do. That
the that person should decide himself. Right, the Alter Bund to the Talmidim should be able to understand the land them. He should be able to think and to understand and to live according to the understanding.
So this person, they wouldn't be. You know, the person would have to come up to on his own to certain realizations. It wouldn't be.
Yes, you're right.
So I mean, it seems a little bit of a stira. I mean, we also heard story that there was a strict hashgacha in the yeshiva.
In Slabotke.
Yeah.
The only place where there's no any hashgacha was Slabotke.
There was no hashgacha.
They didn't have attendance. They didn't.
No. I heard a story that the mashgiach, there used to be. I heard many different places. They didn't. Not everybody could fit in the main base medrash. So they had to learn in different shuls in the city of Slabaka. So somebody, an ungal, told me that the mashkiach of Slabaka used to go around to each shul and look in the window and see. He knew where each person was and where he had to be, and he knew.
Not that altar. Was a little mashkiach. Was a mashkiach there. It's possible. It was interesting, no? What they are doing. But not that altar.
And how about
the yeshiva?
In yeshiva, no, it wasn't.
They weren't machshiv, the idea of hashkafa so much. They weren't.
Yeah, machshiv, but not too much.
And how about in the Kovna Kovel? Was there a stricter?
In Kovna Kildig is Slabotke Gouverneur, gemacht zusammen. Kovna Kildig, we mit Slabotke zusammen.
Yeah, so we read that there was certain, like a contract almost, they had to sign that.
Born together, yes.
So what was. But there was no difference as far as I heard once that someone in the Kovel came. 10 minutes, let's say they had to be there 9:30. If he came 9:40, he was not allowed in the basement.
Doesn't kill him, not in Slabotka.
Not in Slabotka?
Doesn't kill him, give me.
Maybe it was a mistake. But Slabotka, no. Rebetzin, Rashiva's Rebetzin told me that her father, Rav Avram Trop.
Yeah, Rav Avram Trop, yes.
Maybe she got the wrong yeshiva, but she said that once he would left the yeshiva to go buy something, glasses, and the mashkiach came over to him and said, "What are you doing away from the base medrash?"
It's possible that Nidam was a little as goche, but not too strong.
Not strong.
So, I mean,
this was you telling Tosi Keller.
And this man is that we have sort of in some yeshivas where the Rashir tells exactly what the Bachram should do, that wouldn't be really proper. The Bachram.
Yeah, we got the Masjid have to take care. And the Yeshiva was on Maseda. This is proper. This is good.
I mean, as far as Hashgoth is good, but we can't in Slabotkin.
Ja, Arie, was machst du? Das ist ein Plan. Ich finde es nicht gut. Immer schwerer. Riechen Sie, oder Sie gleichen, also das schlechte Wetter, die da die kommen, riechen Sie.
No, it was very, very helpful.
Very, very good. Thank
you. Okay. Ja, folge
sind da rein. Sie wünschen dir well. Amen. Hast du gegessen?
Ja, mir habe ich gegessen.